Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. Welcome to Season 3. If you're just joining us now, I'm going to warn you that there are spoilers ahead. A lot has happened in the past two seasons, and the fastest way to get caught up is by listening to our clip show, which we recently released between seasons. However, if you've been with us the whole time, or binge listen to get caught up, or if you're someone who doesn't want to be constrained by linear listening habits, we're going to jump in right now.
I'm Jess Ross. I'm a writer and editor. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm playing Lariah, an Earth Genasi druid whose pronouns are also she, her. Lariah is from a small area right outside of Waterdeep, and when she was young, she was brought to a monastery to help with some of her druid training, and that is where she has just returned to, the House of She Who Shapes All, with her new friends, Rose Riot and Karen.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn. I'm a narrative designer and cartoonist for video games and tabletop. I go by she, her. I'll be playing Red Winged Tiefling Ranger, right? Bone Zerker also goes by she, her, who grew up in a dungeon fighting people that came to kill her and her three siblings. After being thrown from that same dungeon tower, she is now trying to find all three of the siblings and has found one of them, Karen, and hopes that she and her friends will soon be on their way back to her hometown of Daggerford so that they can find the other two.
Hi, I'm Brittany Leonigay. I am currently playing the NPC Karen Bonezerker, who is a barbarian Lothari and sister of Riot Bonezerker, also trying to reunite with her siblings. She has found one, and her part of her quest right now is to get everyone to Daggerford and find out more information. You can find me at Brittany Lee on Twitter. And my pronouns are she, her, and Karen's are also she, her.
And hi, I am Kat Kruger, the Dungeon Master here at D20 Dames. My pronouns are she, her. I am a freelance writer, chief wordsmith at Steampunk Unicorn Studio, where I write for clients in media and gaming. And I play multiple NPCs, and thankfully I have Brittany to bring to life one every season, basically. And a couple of the NPCs that we're going to meet up with again at the beginning of the season are Bud the Tree and Sapling and Hubbub the Fae Toad. The House of She Who Shapes All sits quietly nestled near a forest east of Waterdeep. This simple monastery has seen much in its time, and the building itself is a testament to what it has endured. Its walls have been torn down and rebuilt with different materials, a patchwork of healing. Decades have passed, though, in relative peace. Until now. Rose Lau stands outside the monastery's entrance with a twinkly fey frog at her feet, and a treant not quite sapling by her side. Before them, the material plane has been pulled away, revealing a portal to another plane, a darker plane known as the Shadowfell. Karen, you've wandered out of the woods and into the garden, where you see the back of Quat the Tortle Gardener. Her stance is one you've seen before, readying for battle, the spade in her hand like a weapon. Beyond her, the rift, and who knows what dangers. Riot, you're in your room making preparations for your journey to Daggerford when your eyes catch a glimpse of a fey falcon circling above the monastery. Suddenly, it's pulled down by some magical force toward the entrance. Lariah, you're on foot returning from Amphale. Just as the monastery comes into view, you see the fey creature being pulled out of the sky. Before it disappears entirely, you hear a voice that you haven't heard before. The voice of Mittens say,
"It's time to wake up."
And the stone that you've carried around since childhood warms the skin against your chest. What do you all do?
Riot's going to open up the window to her room and launch herself into the air to fly near where the Fae Falcon was and see what's happening.
Okay. When you fly up there, you're sort of like two ships like passing in the night, right? So the Falcon is just like being sucked down towards the entrance as you rise up. You see that the Falcon, the Fae Falcon, is being drawn into Rose's Dreamstone. And Rose is actually, it looks like she is walking into this magical rift into a darker world.
Riot tries to dive down and is like, Rose! Rose! And swiftly casts Hunter's Mark on her.
before you can gesture the symbol for your rune, the portal just closes in right around Rose. You do see that what's left in her wake it looks like there's like a twinkling little frog, and it sort of looks like Bud, only he seems like he's grown a bit and also doesn't look well.
Karen? Karen is just coming out of the woods, and I suppose she's just kind of witnessed all of this and is kind of looking up to Riot and then down to the happenings in the garden area. And after it all kind of goes down, she's kind of just frozen. Karen will look to Riot and say,
"Wait, Riot? Where's Rose? She was... I just saw her. She was here.
She's in there. She just walked through a portal. Like, there's... She's gone."
No. Oh.
Quat is sort of trundling toward all of you at this point. She's still got her spade out, like she could use it as a weapon, but she's not as on high alert because you're all there. She's looking over at the new faces as well.
Lorea hasn't, I think, actually seen what happened yet because she was just close enough to see the monastery itself, but not Rose. So when she heard the voice and she felt her necklace heat up, she just dropped whatever she was holding and reached to grab her necklace to pull it out from underneath her armor and just try to take a close look at it to see what was happening and figure out if she just imagined that it was speaking to her.
So what is it that you're just in? Are you investigating it? Like what is it that you're doing with the stone?
I guess trying to investigate it, taking a close look at it to see, to figure out why it's warming up and where the voice came from.
Okay. You could do an investigation check. You could also do an arcana check.
Okay. 18.
Oh, was that for investigation or arcana?
I guess arcana.
Okay. So, based on all the things that you've been learning sort of secondhand through Rose, you seem to think that the stone might be related in some way.
Okay. So it might be some sort of like nap stone.
Yes. you think it, you can't say for sure at this point, but the voice spoke very clearly in your mind, and it triggered the stone to react by warming up, but you haven't heard this stone speak, so you don't know if it is sentient like the other stones. However, there is definitely some sort of connection.
Okay, does it seem to be doing anything now other than just being warm?
It's actually cooling down now that you don't know this, but the portal has closed off.
Okay. Lorei sort of like takes a minute and just sort of looks at her necklace a little bit more, and she'll tuck it, after a few minutes, she'll tuck it back beneath her armor, gather the things that she dropped and start heading back to the monastery to see Karen and Riot, who seem to be, troubled about something.
Riot's going to be almost ignoring, but at first just sort of walking around him and trying to touch the area where the portal was to see if there's something solid still there, or like Righteous, like, is there like a zipper or something, or buttons? I want to get in.
You hear Bud pipe up behind you and say, you don't want to go to where she went.
Bud? Is that... what?
He smiles weakly and just sort of gives you a little wave, but he looks very washed out in appearance. Mm-hmm. He's sort of like this adolescent Treant at this point, just growing out of his sapling stage. But his red bud-filled hands and hair are faded, and the green on his face is quite pale right now.
Would Riot recognize something she could do for Bud, like immediate water fertilizer that's not her own, some type of something?
A sun spell. Make a wisdom check. Mm-hmm. Wisdom. Let's do survival.
8.
Okay. You're so anxious at what had happened to Rose, mm-hmm. and like the sight of Bud looking so not himself, mm-hmm. that you're just sort of fumbling for a solution here.
Can Karen do a check, mm-hmm. well, to help, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Strong 11. Slightly more.
So, Karen, you suspect that what has happened to Bud is it's the effects of the Shadowfell. You think that it's going to be a good deal of time and regular plant care that is going to help heal Bud. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you can immediately address.
Right. He was in there a long time. I think this is just the, you know, like the Shadowfell sickness, just a thing I just coined.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that. It seems pretty fake, but...
But if you think about it, we could sell, like, snake oil on the street and just tell people they came down... No, sorry. Okay, that's a different idea.
Yeah, this is not the time for jokes. I know. Big talk from me.
That'll straighten Karen right up, yeah. and have her take it a little more seriously.
I think he just needs time, though.
But Bud, may I touch you?
Bud nods, and as you're reaching out, Hubbub, you hear Hubbub sort of croak. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey. Hey, Hubbub, it's been a while.
Yeah, Rose left me out here to let you know that, some things happened.
Yes, and Riot's holding onto Bud's little bud-filled hand, and also, like, stroking it for emotional support, but also casting... protection from good and evil, even though there's nothing around, but just sort of just in case they get attacked in this moment and he's already weakened.
Mm-hmm.
So little silver wisps come out of her hands and sort of like wrap around his base and circle up and glow around him.
But you can sort of see just like at where his throat is, you can see him just sort of swallow and his eyes get sappy as he looks over at you.
Hey, Hubbub, what are you... What did Rose have to say? Do you mind being slightly... I'm sorry, you go first.
Oh, yeah. She left me here, I guess, to let you know that she, I don't know if she planned it, but, you know, one thing she was here, then this tree was here, and then they had a moment, and she... I don't know what came over her, but she just... She walked into the Shadowfell because she saw someone she knew.
She saw someone she knew? Wait, I don't want to dissect what you just said. And then looks around because Hubbub's a frog. Anyway.
I'm not comfortable with that word.
A Okay, now is the time for jokes. So sorry. The jokes can start now, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I start them. That's the, no. Hubbub, you said she left you left us a message, and all you did was describe a scene. So do you mind? Was there a specific thing she said to repeat to us? Like how to find her, how to call in, you know, like send a message to the Shadowfell, like no. She'll be back in an hour.
No, she just went in and she just wanted me to let you know that was the thing that happened, you know, in case you didn't see it, but I guess you saw it. There's someone coming up the road though. Maybe she didn't see it. Hey, how's it going? He says to Lariah.
I just caught the tail end of that. Rose went to the Shadowfell by herself.
Apparently. You seem real cool about it, Lariah. Also, welcome back.
No, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this.
You don't, what? Bud, I'm sorry to grill you after this, but what, do you know who was there? Do you know who she might have recognized? Was it someone from her monastery?
Well, I was there with her. She didn't speak too much while I was there. She'd been there in the Shadowfell for I can't near tell how long. Her name was Corsia. Well, Rose said she had to go and save her.
How did Rose get to the Shadowfell? I thought this whole time that's what we were doing here, was trying to find a way to get there.
I honestly couldn't tell you. I was there and I don't know how long I was there for.
Do you remember how you got there?
Yeah, I remember. I remember that day quite well. It was in the Crooked Forest, minding my own, and there was a swarm of ravens that darkened the sky one day, and next thing I knew, I was in a dream in a forest. My hands were made out of, you call it candy? Huh. And then it was like I woke out of a dream and woke into a nightmare.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. Riot looks over at Karen and Lariah. I think Corsia, the person in the Shadowfell, Corsia Balfow, that was Rose's, like, hero. Or the member of the Sistrin Circle that she was looking for, or looking for information of. She certainly wouldn't still be alive.
Well, we don't really know how the Shadowfell works. It's possible, like, that place kept her alive.
She was in shackles. They look like magical shackles. And we was in the belly of a long dead dragon. It's just the bones left.
Rose did say something about Corsia going to fight a dragon before she went missing, didn't she?
Yeah. God, that sounds really cool, but I know it's not, because in the Shadowfell.
Well, it's possible there's something about the shackles or the Shadowfell that kept Corsia alive. I think it's equally possible this was some sort of trap.
Absolutely. And Rose tripped right into it.
Bud says, I warned her. I tried to stop her, but I ain't strong enough.
No, it's not your fault. Believe me, we're all pretty bullheaded around here, so. Oh, we're so glad to see you. Oh my. And then Ryan's holding her head. Oh my gosh, you haven't met anybody here. Bud, this is my sister. This is Karen. This is one of the people I've been trying to find.
He waves over at Karen and says, howdy. Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Get it now, Karen?
Nice to meet you too, but I can genuinely say that Rose and Riot didn't ever stop talking about you. just really, really wanted to find you. And so it's an honor, really.
And this is Lariah over here. She's a new member of our crew. Not new. She's been here forever now at this point. Like an old stone weathered round. No.
He looks over at you concerned and says, just how long has it been?
That's a question for...
Cat, don't make a thinking game.
Wow. let's see if it's 2 weeks per, or 27 episode. No, but that's not
good. But a week is 10 days, don't forget. Is...
Yeah. You're probably...
Carry the four.
Like 3 months or 9 months?
It's probably closer to 3 months.
He's like beefed up a lot. He's gotten jacked. But emaciated, so. 3 months, my bud.
It felt like a lifetime, but I never stopped thinking about all y'all. It's what got me through. I can't surely say the same for Corsia, though. She, I think the shadow fell. It's taken a toll on her mind. She just stopped believing she could make a difference to anyone or anything, and that was a sad sight to behold.
Wait, but so did you talk to Corsia? Like, were you, she was talking to you and interacting?
She didn't speak much, but when she did, it was, well, we had very... brief conversations. Tried to keep her spirits up, but I reckon that was an impossible task. Quat has come over now and is actually tending to Bud.
Oh, cool. Okay, good. Yeah, can we put like tea water in Bud? Would that help or no? Just clean water, probably. Yeah, unfiltered, or
Quat nods and says, Quat thinks the latter.
Yeah, Quat, do you know, has anyone here ever, opened up a door to the Shadowfell and then come back all quick-like?
Quat thinks Shadowfell is scary place. Quat would remember.
All right, thank you. Obvious. Okay. Right, just kind of looking at Lariah and Karen, like, what do we do? I mean, other than get food, Karen, we're always hungry. Lariah, you've been traveling and look famished.
I don't know. I still want to know how she opened a portal to the Shadowfell, because maybe we could do the same thing and just pull her back out.
Can I ask that? Can I ask everyone else to roll a perception check?
yes.
Oh, good news for you.
21.
Yeah, oh.
got a solid 3 over here.
Of course, Karen, you have to roll for whatever skill you want.
Deception, most likely.
Deception, performance, one of the charisma ones, probably. Yeah.
One of those ones you have a lot of high proficiency in.
21.
Well, hold on. Quick question. Would it be perception or insight?
I was thinking it was perception. Karen is acting away. And so I was seeing if anyone would physically see that she is acting that way.
Okay.
Because Karen hasn't really said anything at this point, so it's not like you're being insightful into anything she's saying. that's my read on it, at least.
One more thing. So I got these pages. Again, read up on those. Mm-hmm. And I also have this, and Karen hands you a dark shard. What's this? Well, hopefully it's the solution to all of our problems.
Yeah, I don't exactly, again, the deal, it was probably in the contract, like exactly what this was for, but, and I didn't have too much time with the imp, but, the imp gave it to me and said that it would get you to help Bud on the material plane.
Really?
Yeah. This is really, really dangerous stuff. I think the first time we met, Rose, I told you that we were dealing with some really scary stuff. When you're talking about the Shadowfell, you're talking about different planes. There are creatures on the other sides of things that... They're way more powerful than Serena or orcs or...
Hags.
I mean, they're pretty up there with hags, actually.
And Karen shudders at the mention of hags.
If you open this gate or whatever it is, you have to know that what might be around the creature you're trying to find could have, you know, access to you. I know it might be tempting just to activate this shard right now, but you should be really careful and deliberate when you want to make this happen. You can't take it back. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. It sounds like we need to do a bit more research and info gathering.
Okay, more research. Yeah, cool.
Well, I mean, I need to know more about what's happening. So, like, I'm not going to do it right now. You gave me this great research on stones. I'm going to look into those a bit more.
I would maybe use those to your advantage, too, here. I don't know. Like, it seems like all the things you're getting, you know, this is very ominous, if you ask me. And also, this stone's kind of working on their own. Maybe keep an eye on that, right? Just maybe.
Yeah.
Don't let them control you too much, you know? You know what's right and you know what's wrong. Just don't lose sight of that.
Rose just kind of slowly nods. Yeah. You're right.
All right, I guess I'm the only hungry one.
I imagine Karen and Lariah are having a stare down.
Yeah. Are you? Hey, what's going on? One of our friends just disappeared. Hello. I'm sorry, one of my friends, Karen. Whatever, God.
Hey, Rose was my friend too. I know, get stuck in the Shadowfell. Don't.
Okay, well, I was hoping to get anything from you like that. I know she was your friend. I know she is your friend. Oh my God.
I just don't want us to, you know, get our hopes up about just opening portals to the Shadowfell here and there. It's not, you know, we've tried this whole time to do that, and it just because Rose figured it out somehow,
Those stones. I bet it was the stones.
Yeah, the stones. They were doing some weird stuff, right? Like, who knows what they could do?
Well, apparently not us, because we only got a couple pages in that book.
Does Rose still has those, right?
Yeah.
Stone pages, yeah.
We gotta stop letting people with books or parts of books run away from us when we haven't fully read them or seen them at all, maybe. So.
Rose has her staff in there too, right?
Yeah, she just walked full cloth and yeah, everything.
But I think Karen might be asking about Serena.
Yeah. Oh. Karen is asking about Serena. Thank you, Mariah.
As we continue our stare down.
I mean,
yeah. Well, I guess that means Serena is also stuck in the Shadowfell.
Great.
I mean, good. Very good, right? Ugh. But I'm not sure we're going to be able to have much evidence on that front anymore.
Right, sits down next to Bud and Quad.
Quat offers you some water.
Thank you. Yes, this is delicious. Oh, I can see why you like it, bud. Water. Thinking, like, she's flipping through her, you know, her notebook, trying to see. Does anybody have any, like, yarn or something? We can make a board, try to connect clues. I just don't know why she would do it without... Well, I know why she, I guess... She didn't say anything weird to you all, right? Like, goodbye, or see you around, or...
I mean, I just left for 10 days, so yeah, so kinda.
Bud sort of pipes up and says, I don't rightly reckon she meant to go in there originally. The way I see it, I was in the Shadowfell and I heard her call my name. And the portal opened to this world, to this material plane, and it pulled me through. It pulled me right next to her. And I don't honestly believe she meant to go in there. I think it was Corsia that she went after.
So, again, that raises the question of how she opened the portal to start with, because if she could open it and pull you out, why didn't she pull Corsia out in the same way?
Well, the shackles might have had something to do with that.
But, I mean, if she was able to open a magical portal to a realm that we still don't even have the faintest clue of how to even access, and pull an entire Treant out of it, like, I don't know.
Karen just rolled a 9 for deception now, and because Lariah is pressing so much,
yeah,
she's going to break.
okay, stop with the questions. It's like, yeah, you're hurting my Rose had a dark shard.
What?
She had a dark shard. It's this item that can open portals. It opens portals to the Shadowfell. We talked about it, and I knew she wanted to do that, and I...
And you didn't tell us?
I didn't...
Why does everyone not tell us things? Why does everyone keep leaving?
It was not supposed to be a departure. It was supposed to open the portal. Bud comes through. Portal closes. I could not have predicted that Corsia was going to be in there.
No, I'm sorry. It's not your fault. Rose did it and didn't ask for our help. This makes me so mad. I feel like my skeleton is trying to, like, claw its way out of my mouth.
Quat puts a hand on your shoulder and looks down at you and says, Quat thinks sometimes asking for help is harder than fighting most battles.
Yeah, maybe.
Right, I talked to Rose a lot over the past few days. I mean, things have been really, really stressful. And I just, if you think about it from her perspective, right? She wanted to keep everyone safe. She wanted to just make things right, you know? And what if we were all trapped in the Shadowfell right now and split up completely? Like,
we would have been there together and we could have fought our way out. It would have been cool.
We're out here together now, and we can figure this out.
Okay. Will you help us, Karen?
I'll help as much as I can, but you know what I'm gonna say, right?
Yeah, I know, Daggerford, I know.
Yeah. I almost thought maybe you were gonna forget the name.
You might have books about the Shadowfell in their library.
So what do you want to do next, now that you've determined how Rose got to the Shadowfell? Are you going to stick around here? Are you making plans for Daggerford? Like, what sort of, like, I know that Daggerford is top of the list for Karen. And I think that Riot was actually making plans to go there, but what does that entail?
Her plans are basically like sharpening a bunch of extra sticks and and creating more arrows, because she can put them in her case. Mm-hmm. She can hold it's a pocket dimension, so mm-hmm. she can hold all the ammunition she needs. But now she wants to confirm, obviously, if like the library at the Dungeon Tower might be the place to also mm-hmm. find information about Rose.
And Lariah?
Yeah, I'm down to go to Daggerford. I should probably check in with the guild, though, before I continue traveling with you. So I know that Buzz is in Waterdeep right now, and she might have a message for me when she gets back. So if we can just wait a couple of days before we head out, I think that you are expecting news as well. Then when Buzz returns, I can figure out, you know, my next steps from there.
Yeah, Karen, do you wanna prep more supplies and run through some training drills before we head to Daggerford?
Yep, absolutely. I can head into the woods right now and just gather some things and
some squirrels. That's okay. You can say it.
Clear. Just squirrels, sticks, mm-hmm. and stones
and flying squirrels
to mm-hmm. break their bones.
Oh, I see where you're going. Yeah, maybe Bud will remember something also, as well. In the meantime.
Yeah, let's see how long it takes for him to get healed up, but it's definitely not looking how you described. So I'd love to see that cheery face.
I mean, he's still a cool guy, even if he's not feeling well.
Oh, are we still standing right next to Bud?
Bud tries to smile, but fails. He's just like a very weak little smile.
Karen's like, yeah, almost there, Bud. So close.
So we've got you making all these preparations in the woods and probably in the room. You're going to have times where you're having meals together. However, the first thing that happens when you go inside, Lariah, you notice that there's a letter that Rose seems to have accidentally left behind in the room that you share.
Oh, Lariah will call Riot over and show her the letter.
All right.
Do you think we should read it? I mean, it might have some information about why. I guess I don't know what might have information about, but.
Of course we should read it. I'll rip it open. But don't catch it on fire, you rip it so fast.
Dear Reverend Teacher, I fear I might be away from the Five Stars Monastery for longer than we thought. The Dark Sisterhood is here, and perhaps with multiple factions, as one individual who claimed membership did not strike me as a type you would fear. I did prevent one associated with them from gaining access to two items, but I've been unable to learn exactly what it is I took from her. There are voice and forces that are pressing in on me that meditation is not resolving. My attempts to learn more in Waterdeep were thwarted. I'm going to go to Candlekeep and will update you when I've learned something. I left Shulung imagining that I might walk in the footsteps of Corsia, and now I'm beginning to suspect that I'm following too closely. But it's not one of the legends I know. Whatever path I'm on, I'm unable to disentangle myself from it. There's no need for you to write me back, as I won't know where I'll be by the time you receive this letter. May the wind carry you forward. Rose.
It's a beautiful letter. I know it wasn't for us, but...
Well, maybe we should add a note about what happened to her and send it to our abbot.
Yeah, that's smart. Maybe you should do it since you're part of the guild. It's official. But we can co-sign it or something as witnesses.
This isn't really guild work. I think that we should write it as her friends.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Can we do it?
Rose is missing.
All right. So what do you want to tell the abbot?
Something about Rose.
Lorelei gets a quill, I guess. and starts at the bottom of where Rose's letter cut off. Rose was incredibly dedicated to this cause of finding information about the Dark Sisterhood.
Riot leans over and crosses out was and writes is above it.
And we fear that she got into more than she bargained for. We are some of her friends and traveling companions, and we wanted to let you know that Rose has disappeared. But even though we don't know how to get to her, we won't give up.
All right, now add a section about, shouldn't we tell them where? And about Corsia? Seems pretty vital.
I don't know. Rose didn't put a lot of detail into this letter. She didn't mention the stones by name. She didn't mention the name of the person that she contacted. It seems like she was worried about this letter being intercepted and information getting out to people who shouldn't have it.
Oh, okay. Well, what if we add a second letter and then just that seems like a recipe maybe or something, but then like the beginning of each line is like a different letter that spells out Corsia if you read it all in one line?
How about this? Though we have lost Rose to the darkness, she has found her greatest hero. And we believe that they can keep each other safe.
Yes. I think that, yeah, if they remember her, and I'm assuming they do.
Should we add something about contacting us later? I mean, what if they have more information that we couldn't possibly have?
Now, we know where we're going, so they can send it to Daggerford?
Or Phandalin? I mean, you know some people in Phandalin, you know?
Don't
you
have some going back to Phandalin?
No, but don't you have some kind of, like, mail chain? Mail tree?
Right, but then we have to wait. We don't know how long we're going to be in Daggerford. So if we just, like... Sorry, what were we going
to
say, Lorelei?
We also don't know how long this is going to take to get to Shulong. If we want to guarantee that this will get to us, I think our best bet is to request any response be sent here to the House of She Who Shapes All. That way, if Breeze or Buzz or Quat can't get it to me, they can get it to the guild, and the guild can get it to me wherever I am.
Great idea.
Sounds good. I mean, they raised you and you turned out great, so sorry, I meant that as a compliment. It came out weird.
All right, so you can wrap up the letter there and, spend the rest of your time preparing and waiting for Buzz to show up. Lorelei, you know that Buzz probably took her time getting to Waterdeep because she hates city life. And she tends to, like, hunt and fish and take in as much nature, like she's stealing herself to resupply in Waterdeep. And then she probably would have imbibed a little bit too much at the Yawning Portal before coming back.
That's fine. Lorelei wants to spend some of that extra time meditating with Breeze because she needs it.
Sure. And I think during the next couple days, I want you all to make perception checks.
11 for Karen. 15 for Loria.
Big 13.
Right. Okay, so in order here, Karen, when you wake up one morning, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Seems normal. Oh, sugar. 5.
Punching yourself in the face?
So you get up in the morning very groggy, open up the bedroom door, and a bucket of water splashes down on you.
What? Riot sees it. but didn't know what was happening.
Karen looks like a cartoon character who just like got hit with a bucket of water, or like shoulders are just slumped, head is down, and she's just like,
it wasn't me this time, you know it. That's not my special blend of water.
What do you mean it wasn't you?
This is not the time for jokes.
Do you want to go accuse Quat?
Well, it's probably one of the kids around here. Come on.
Aisha? Really? She can't reach up here?
Please, we all have powers of some kind, so maybe she's working in the trickery domain.
Oh, that would be pretty cool. All right, I'll give her a high five later, I guess.
A wet one.
Yeah, real wet one.
Riot, the next time you go into the bathhouse, your soap won't lather.
Ah, my safe place, finally. I'm going to clean up and, Well, you mean, did the water get the mineral count in here? Is the water wrong? Is it hard? Okay, that's cool. I didn't, you know what? I look better covered in mud anyway.
If you want, you can make an intelligence investigation check.
Yeah, I mean, I would just assume I would steal someone else's soap at that point. 18.
You determined that the bar of soap has been covered in like a thick wax.
Nice.
All right. I mean,
that's
this
a
is...
good idea. Whoa.
Oh, wait, is someone else in here? Karen, it's just because of the bucket of water that I did not do. Again, you know I would claim it if it was mine.
Sorry. Karen.
Right, it's like trying to move the fog around in the bathhouse. Like, what?
And finally, Loria, after the end of a long day, you're heading to your room, and I need you to make a wisdom perception check.
16.
You hear on the other side of the door what sounds like a swarm of bees.
And Buzz is not back yet, right?
That is correct.
Someone's going to be in big trouble. Messing with Buzz's bees. Have we been sharing with each other these like weird random things that have been happening?
It's up to you.
I mean, yeah, Riot immediately ran to Karen and threw the soup at her. The soap. She threw the soup in her mouth and threw the soap at Karen.
To which Karen responds, all right, let me know if you need H to hook you up with a bucket of water tomorrow morning, because you are going to be ripe.
I don't think H.O. was behind this. I think we may have angered some sort of spirit.
What?
When you gather together again, I want you all to make another perception check.
Oh, 12 for Riot. Rolling real hot fire.
8 for Karen. 14 for Loria.
Karen got an 8, you said?
Correct.
Okay.
Karen, I'm sorry.
I know.
Your hands are so
I deserve
wet.
This.
You continue discussing this, and you just, you might, who got the 14?
Loria.
So Loria, you you think it's possible that you hear one of the bees has escaped the room, but you can't be sure.
I think there's some sort of trickster spirit that, I don't know, maybe something slipped through the Shadowfell portal. But this feels like more than just a kid playing pranks. This feels like an experienced trickster.
An experienced trickster put a bucket of water over my door and covered soap and wax. Like, what are you saying? Aisha could have done all of that. I mean, I'm not saying we should interrogate her, but like, what happened to you again? You heard bees or something? Like,
yeah, that sounds real rough, Lariah.
What was your first reaction when whatever happened to you happened?
That Riot is a genius, and it was a really good prank. And then she said it wasn't her, so I assumed it was a child, which was my next logical conclusion. Sorry, and Riot.
No, this is all very fair. My first thought was, dadgummit. No, I don't. It was frustration, honestly.
Right.
Something feed off that?
Not the frustration. I mean, I don't know if there's some sort of spirit that feeds on frustration. What I do know is that there are tricksters, there are spirits whose entire goal is to cause discord, is to sow the seeds of distrust. And that's something that these seemingly small tricks, when they build up over and over and you can't figure out who's behind it and everyone says that it wasn't them, that's what happens. Is that lack of trust. And then before you know it, everyone who once cared about each other hates one another. I don't think this is a kid doing this. I think we might be in danger.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks so much for joining us on our journey in season 3. We just did a live show at Geek Girl Con in Seattle, and while that's a wrap for our convention season this year, stay tuned for more live show dates in 2020. If you enjoy the podcast, there are plenty of ways you can support us. We have a Patreon page at patreon.com/d20dames. You can also buy some of the adventures I write for the show on Dungeon Masters Guild. And if you love our logo and other art, check out our merch featuring illustrations by Jen Vaughn, who plays Riot, at tpublic.com/stores/d20-dames. Finally, reviews help us out a lot. We don't do very much advertising, so word of mouth and reviews are what bring in new listeners. So leave a review right now, wherever you listen to podcasts. Want to get in touch? You can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
This episode of D20 Dames is brought to you by Norse Foundry. We love Norse Foundry for their tabletop RPG supplies, like dice sets made from metals and semi-precious gemstones, leather and chainmail dice bags, beautiful hex chests, and more. Our listeners can get 15% off their order at Norse Foundry by using code D20Dames, all one word, at checkout. The hardest part now is deciding which amazing Norse Foundry items you'll be checking out with. Head to norsefoundry.com and don't forget to use code D20Dames for 15% off your order.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middlescence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.